This is Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Dan Myers. This month, the North American Aerospace Defense Command turns 50. The main facility for NORAD, as it's more commonly known, is located outside Colorado Springs. Since 1958, NORAD has been protecting the country, first from Soviet bombers, and now it's more focused on detecting acts of terrorism. The fact it's literally inside a mountain, combined with the potent mythology of the Cold War, has secured NORAD a place in popular culture. The 1983 movie War Games depicted a frenzied NORAD preparing for a Soviet nuclear attack.
Punch up number 5. Let me see what you have.
Yes, sir. 22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Sergeant, I hope you like vodka.
Yes, sir. I just hope they don't make me eat none of them damn fish eggs.
Well, to sort out NORAD fact from fiction, Christopher Bright joins me. He's a historian who's researched NORAD while affiliated with George Washington University. I spoke to him by phone from Washington, D.C. Christopher, welcome to Colorado Matters.
Thank you.
Tell me about the climate in which NORAD was created.
Well, in the 1940s and the 50s, before the advent of long-range intercontinental nuclear missiles, there was a great fear in the United States of the possibility of a surprise Pearl Harbor-type air raid on cities and military installations by planes flown from the Soviet Union and carrying nuclear bombs. Protecting against a surprise Soviet nuclear bomber attack posed great technological challenges at the time. Planes approaching the United States over the Arctic Circle had a great amount of airspace to fly through, and that made attacking planes very difficult to assuredly detect. And they were difficult to track and intercept once they were detected. So a series of radars were set up in the United States and Canada starting in 1954, meant to detect and track attackers. And in 1958, it was decided that Canada and the United States should join together and link their defensive preparations of both nations into a single binational command.
So in this climate of, it's not too strong to say, fear, what happens? How does NORAD come out of that?
Well, both the United States and Canada had made preparations to detect and defend against attacking bombers, and so it made sense to link the military units of both nations into a single binational command.
And that is NORAD?
That's correct.
We just heard a clip from the movie War Games, and in that movie, NORAD is monitoring for nuclear missile attack. Is that something NORAD really would have done?
Yes. Originally, NORAD was intended to direct the defense of North America, Canada, and the United States from Soviet attacking Soviet bombers. In the late 1950s and early 1960s, the bomber threat was supplanted by the fear of Soviet intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Why was NORAD located in Cheyenne Mountain?
Well, NORAD was originally located at Ent Air Force Base, which was a facility in downtown Colorado Springs. When intercontinental ballistic missiles came about, and they were very accurate and nearly impossible to defend against, it was necessary to move the command to a place that was nearly impervious to a missile strike. So by building a facility 1,500 feet within Cheyenne Mountain, it was protected from a strike by a Soviet missile.
1,500 feet in the mountain, it must have been quite an enterprise to put NORAD in there, to dig all that out.
It was. It took many years to build it, and there's 11 buildings built on springs arrayed within the mountain, all designed to withstand an attack.
So inside these buildings, inside this mountain, how does NORAD work? How does it watch airspace and detect trouble coming?
Well, the officials within NORAD have available to them information that is sent from sensors from around the globe, from radar on ground, from sensors in space, who are able to watch trouble spots and detect the launch of planes or missiles that are heading in our direction.
Was NORAD, during the era of the big Soviet threat, a primary target? Is that a place that if you were a Russian general, you'd want to knock out NORAD?
Oh, I think almost certainly. The Soviets would have wanted to target the key nodes of command control of the American defensive and retaliatory forces, and NORAD, of course, was a central component of that.
As the nuclear threat increased, as the capabilities of missiles and the power of nuclear weaponry increased, did the role of NORAD evolve in some way?
It did. NORAD lost almost any defensive role, and its primary purpose primarily became to detect an attack, detect a missile attack, and to warn national leaders so that retaliatory strikes could be initiated.
Retaliatory strikes?
Retaliatory strikes against the Soviet Union.
At the height of the Cold War, was NORAD the place to be? What level of personnel were assigned to work there?
The top-level folks. Flying jet fighters to defend the United States from Soviet bomber attacks was a plum assignment. And by extension, then, those who were involved in directing their work were also considered the elite.
Moving forward in history, did the terrorist attacks of 9/11 change NORAD, affect its role?
It certainly changed it somewhat. Now NORAD is faced with a broader set of challenges, including detecting missile launches from other locations besides just the Soviet Union, and also, once again, protecting against the possibility of an errant airplane within American airspace.
NORAD initially is put inside Cheyenne Mountain to give it protection from what could have been a massive nuclear attack. In this day and age, when that seems to be a much lower probability, does NORAD still need to be buried inside that mountain?
Well, policymakers are debating that question today. Some say that being deep within a mountain protects it from a variety of threats, which are still present.
You say some say. What are the two sides of the debate?
Well, I suppose the other argument is that it's an enormously expensive and cumbersome way to operate a military command, and that it might be done easier and more effectively and less expensively from a more mundane facility.
Such as just relocating onto an Air Force base or something like that?
Correct.
Which is where it started?
Correct.
Huh. NORAD is also known, in a lighter vein, for a unique Christmas tradition tracking Santa Claus. How did that tradition start?
Well, NORAD's first public information officer was an Air Force colonel by the name of Barney Oldfield. And we know from his personal papers, apparently, that in Christmas of 1957, a Sears store in Colorado Springs published a list of phone numbers to call if one wanted to give Santa one's Christmas list. But that number was just one digit off of the NORAD Combat Operations Center telephone number, and so they got some errant phone calls that Christmas. And NORAD decided that that was a good opportunity. They played along, and they took Christmas wish lists from children who phoned in. And from that point forward, then, they issued status reports on Christmas Eve about where Santa was and his approach to North America.
Christopher, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Christopher Bright is an independent historian who's written extensively on NORAD. He spoke from Washington, D.C.